USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A judge ordered the Justice Department to get the House secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, handing a victory to Democrats who want it for the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell ordered the department to turn over the materials by October 30th. A Justice Department spokeswoman said it's reviewing the decision. The material covered by Howell's order includes retracted grand jury material mentioned in the Mueller report, which is the only piece of the document that the Democrats have yet to see. General Motors workers voted 57% in favor of a new contract with the company, bringing an immediate end to a contentious 40-day strike that paralyzed GM's U.S. factories. The union will now turn its attention to bargaining with crosstown rival Ford Motor Company. Welcome to your weekend, and thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
The federal deficit for the 2019 budget year has now surged to $984.4 billion, its highest point in 7 years, and is widely expected to top the $1 trillion mark in the coming years. The 26% surge from the 2018 deficit of $779 billion that the government reported reflected such factors as revenue loss from the 2017 tax cut and a budget deal that adds billions for spending in military and domestic programs. The Pentagon has awarded Microsoft a $10 billion cloud computing contract, snubbing the early frontrunner Amazon, whose participation drew criticism from the president. Bidding for the huge project known as the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, or JEDI, pitted leading tech titans Microsoft, Amazon, Oracle, and IBM against one another. The giant contract has attracted more attention than most. Giant Tech's Oracle and IBM pushed back with their own bids, but also formally protested the bidding process last year. Oracle went as far as challenging the process in federal court, but lost. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The CDC reports an increase in the number of deaths and injuries associated with e-cigarette use. USA Radio's John Clements reports.
Dr. Ann Shookit of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention gives us the latest update.
CDC has received reports of 1,604 lung injury cases associated with the use of e-cigarette or vaping products. These injury reports come from 49 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. 34 deaths have been confirmed in 24 states.
This week's numbers reflect an increase of 125 cases of lung injuries associated with vaping. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The Trump administration is banning U.S. flights to all Cuban cities except Havana in the latest move to roll back the Obama-era easing of relations, according to officials. Supporters of the ban said it would starve the Havana government of cash and limit its ability to repress Cubans and support Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, whom the United States is trying to overthrow. Opponents said prohibiting flights would simply make it harder for Cuban Americans to visit their families outside the capital without making a significant impact on the Cuban government. State Department says flights would start being banned in December. Flights to Havana, which account for the greatest majority of United States flights to Cuba, will continue to remain legal. Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.